I'm Chanel from KAIST. Today, I'm going to talk about the MTSP, a highly scalable user availability stack for multi-core systems. As we all know, the internet traffic keeps increasing. If we look closely at the traffic, the short flows take up the majority of flows these days. For example, over 90% of commercial traffic has smaller size than 32 kilobytes. That's not only happening in the cellular backhaul network, but also happening in data centers. While these short flows take up only a small fraction of the traffic volume, they impose high flow management overhead. For example, many network systems such as SSL proxy, network caches, and web servers face a challenge to handling many short flows. Let's think about it in terms of TCP performance problem. For larger flows, it is easy to fill up 10 G pipe even with one flow. But in the case of small flows, no matter how many cores you have, it is fairly challenging to fill up the 10 G pipe. The reason for the poor performance is largely twofold. To fill up the link with small flows, you need to process a large number of packets in a unit time. For example, you have to process almost 15 million packets per second in case of 64 byte packets. Secondly, existing kernel is not designed for multi-core systems, which we'll talk about the detail later. To know more about the problem, we measure the TCP connection setup performance in a tight loop. In this graph, x-axis shows the number of cores, and y-axis shows the number of established connections per second. You can see that performance does not scale with the CPU cores. And what's the worst is that the performance collapses when we use more CPU cores. Next experiment, this graph shows the CPU usage breakdown of web servers on Linux, which serves a small files of 64 byte files. We make the web server busy that use 100% of CPU usage, and in here, file I/O is not a bottleneck. The kernel, TCP IP stack, and packet I/O use 83% of CPU cycles. Here, the application only allowed to use 17% of CPU cycles in this measurement. If you want to increase the performance of web servers which serve small files, it is clear that you should remove the kernel overhead. Performance bottlenecks mainly come from three factors: shared resources, broken locality, and per core processing. We'll talk about this soon in the next slide. As a result, with MTSP, we actually greatly reduce these bottlenecks. We make the TCP IP processing more efficient, and the CPU usage for application increases 2.35 times. As a result, we improve the performance TCP by factor of 3 to 25 times, depending on the application. I'll explain more about the bottleneck lying in the kernel first, and then present our approach overcoming the problem. The first inefficiency comes from the shared resources in kernel. Modern NIC hardware has a feature that distributes multiple packets into multiple queues, and then we can distribute the interrupt and processing to multiple cores as well. However, even NIC supports the distribution. If you share single port with multiple threads, the listening queue is shared for multiple cores, and access to queue should be serialized by a lock. And another shared resource is that when accepting a new connection, shared file disk space in a process has an overhead. One of the requirements of POSIX API is that the newly created file descriptor should be the minimum available integer in the file descriptor space. To meet this requirement, Linux TCP should do linear search for finding empty slot for every creation of file descriptor space for a new connection. The second inefficiency is that broken locality between the core processing packet I/O interrupt and the core between handling the connection. For example, packet I/O interrupt for a connection is going to the core one, core zero. If the core four accept the established core three accept the established connection, then the core three will access the connection context to read or write the byte stream. This broken locality makes the cache line sharing between two cores. The last inefficiency is that lack of support for batching in kernel for packet I/O as well as socket system call. When a packet comes from the network, the kernel processes the packet, including power, packet memory allocation, and deallocation. Also, the pre-consistent call for accessing the socket context, such as accept, read, or write, become the overhead. As known in previous research, the pre-consistent call imposes multi switching overhead as well as cache pollution. I'll briefly introduce relay work here. I have already explained the limitations of the Linux stacks. To overcome the limitations, SLU support, which is recently introduced in Linux, and Affinity Accept provide the partition queue to multiple cores that enable some amount of scalability. Megapipe is one of the high-performance research systems that partitions the listening socket and preserves locality. It replaces the interface between Linux stack and application, though the batching is available in form of compression I/O model. However, now the performance is still limited by kernel itself. So Megapipe still consumes 80% of CPU cycles in kernel. So we are interested in how much performance improvement can we get if we implement a TCP stack purely in user level, detaching the kernel's complexity. To address these inefficiencies, we design and implement MTCP, a high-performance user level TCP for multi-core systems. Many previous studies have attempted to find a solution by maintaining the current kernel TCP IP stack. However, we choose a clean slate design, designing the entire TCP stack from scratch to detach the kernel's complexity. To address the overhead from shared resources and broken locality, the new design should allow each core works totally independent to each other, and they have no shared resources, and every resource should pin to the core. To address the overhead from the lack of support for batching, every processing from the packet I/O to the application should be batched together. We also design portable APIs that are compatible with existing applications using BSD Socket API. Here is the overview of our architecture. From the bottom, we need high-performance packet I/O. So we adapt our user-level packet I/O library called packet shader I/O and modify the library to support event-driven packet input and output. Over the packet I/O library, you implement a MTCP stack, which is a user level. MTCP thread is running on each core independently. It exposes a socket API as well as EPOR API for applications. Here, an application thread is mapped to MTCP thread. So in our architecture, everything except the NIC driver is implemented at the user level. This architecture can solve the challenges listed previously. First, the pairwise power core threading model provides cache locality and ensures parallelism. Second, we allow batching from MTCP thread to the MTCP thread and packet I/O as well as the MTCP and the application. Third, MTCP provides a BSD-like socket API that can easily port existing applications. Now, I will explain the important part of our design. First, our MTCP is implemented in thread model. The same number of MTCP thread and application thread exist in the system. Communication between the application and MTCP only happens inside the core, inside the pair. Each pair is also pinned to the core, to a core, and works independently of each other. When a packet arrives at the NIC hardware, the NIC distributes packet to the power core packet queues. At this moment, the packet included in the same connection go into the same core. Each MTCP thread also manages the power core listening queue. An application acceptor established the connection only from its paired MTCP queue, MTCP thread. Also, MTCP thread manages their own power core file descriptor space, and they are independently managed from Linux's virtual file system. In this way, each pair works independently of each other, and MTCP system implements a cache-aware thread. Now, let's compare the Linux and MTCP for communication between application and TCP. The socket call in Linux is translated to the function call and context switching between application thread and MTCP thread. However, let's think about the overhead. Context switching actually requires higher overhead than system call. To solve the challenge, batching the communication between MTCP thread and application thread is required. So let's see what happens inside the MTCP thread. From the bottom all the way up to the application, you enforce batching processing naturally. Here is the overall picture. When packets arrive at the NIC, the MTCP thread read and process them once and register event to notify application. And when the application thread runs, it processes all the event at once and send request to MTCP. Again, MTCP thread handles application request at once and create packet to send. The MTCP thread and application thread use shared queue to communicate each other. The requests and responses are firstly buffered at the shared queue, and the scheduled thread accesses the queue to reach the event. The orange box shows the shared queue between MTCP and application thread. So, while we implement the TCP stack from scratch, MTCP threads a similar API with BSD socket API. It also provides a popular event model repo, so it enables easy porting of existing application. To port the existing application to MTCP, you just need to attach a MTCP underscore prefix to the BSD socket API. Also, we provide EPO interface to support event-driven model. We port existing application, a web server like HTTP, and web server benchmark tool, Apache benchmark, and a Libos SSL proxy SSL shader, and web locally player. Regardless of the total number of code lines, we require mostly less than 100 lines of code change. Actually, we have a number of other optimizations in the paper, and what I present is only partial of them, so please read our paper for more details. So we implemented MTCP with 12,000 lines of C code, which include packet I/O, TCP flow management, user level socket API, and event system library. We also modify and add 550 lines to patch the PSIO library to support the event-driven packet I/O. Our TCP implementation follows RFC 793 and uses new Linux congestion control algorithm. Our stack has passed the heavy collecting test with Linux stack and also passed the stress test, our own test. For evaluation, we check the multi-core scalability of MTCP and compare the performance with previous solutions. Also, to check the feasibility of our system, we port the application and evaluate how much performance is improved by using MTCP. In this presentation, we choose two applications to show, a web server to show the performance under the real workload, and SSL proxy to show the performance improvement of applications bottlenecked at the TCP processing. First, we evaluate the multi-core scalability of MTCP compared with other systems. To evaluate the heavy connection overhead, connection management overhead with small packet processing overhead, each connection pings and pong 64-byte packet and then close the connection. The performance of Linux first is limited by the shared listening queue between multiple cores and is not scalable with multi-cores. VisualPort recently added option in Linux enables some amount of scalability by partitioning a listening queue to the multiple thread, but it still shares the file descriptor space in a process and does not assure the core locality. Megapipe actually significantly improved the space, significantly improved the multi-core scalability, however, the performance is still limited by the kernel itself from inefficient small packet processing. MTCP chooses the clean slate design to achieve higher performance by removing all limitations in the kernel, and it shows 25 times better performance than Linux and 3 times better than Megapipe, the best system ever known. Here. So, and then we evaluate the ported application performance of MTCP compared to the other performance. First, we port the web server, Lite HPC, and evaluate the static file workloads from Spec Web 2009 to show the real traffic workload. As a result, MTCP shows 3.2 times better than Linux and 1.5 times faster than Megapipe. Secondly, we compare the performance of reverse SSL proxy SSL shader. SSL shader is a research system that increases the performance of SSL handshake using GPU. The performance was bottlenecked with CPU before SSL shader. However, after using GPU, now the performance is lies in the TCP processing. So we evaluate the SSL proxy with MTCP. We choose a Cypher suite with 10/24-bit RSA, 128 AES, and HMAC SHA-1. The client downloads 1-byte file object via HTTP to compare the performance of SSL handshake only. With respect to the number of concurrent calls, it shows that 18% to 33% improvement than Linux. The performance improvement is much higher with larger number of concurrent connections since MTCP effectively handles many concurrent connections. So we believe that MTCP can also help the other applications which are bottlenecked at TCP processing as well. Here is the conclusion. We design and implement MTCP, a high-performance user-level TCP stack for multi-core systems. We choose clean slate design to avoid kernel's inefficiency for handling many short flows. MTCP makes full use of parallelism and batching processing to achieve high performance. We achieve parallelism between each core and per core resource management. Inside each core, we optimize the processing by log pre data structures as well as cache aware threading. MTCP eliminates the system core overhead and reduce context switching costs between MTCP thread and application thread by event batching. So, as a result, we improve the performance of TCP by a factor of 3 to 25 times. Now, the source code is available from this link, so please freely download it, use it, and any feedback and question is welcomed. Thank you.
Quick question about the batching IO. So do you use any timers actually to gather the job, like enough job actually you can do the batch?
Sorry?
Do you use any timers to do the batching IO?
Actually, we do not use timers and we use Linux thread. So the batching context switching is naturally available, and batching is as well as naturally happens with the context switching. So we do not use any timers.
Okay, maybe I should take offline. So I'll ask.
Hi, cool work. So I was wondering, so we've heard from other work like NetMap that allocating SKBs and stuff is really expensive. And you're telling us in this work that it's basically the scheduling that's killing performance and maybe the system call overhead.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, do you get a feel about, you know, what are the comparative overhead? Like, because you measure the whole kernel and you tell us it takes a lot of time, right? But what does that come from?
So your question is that the system call overhead and the context switching overhead.
How do they compare to, let's say, the SKB allocation overhead, right? And I'm trying to understand where the performance gains are coming from, right?
Yeah, actually, we do not know that where is the performance gains come from. So which part contributes to the most performance benefit or which part is not, we don't know. But we have the result that the system call is normally higher than 90% overhead of context switching overhead, but our batching enables our batching can handle about 2,000 of events in a batch. So in this way, we don't know exactly which performance benefit is from, but we know that the batching of between context switching much gives the higher benefit. Is it enough for question? Maybe I didn't understand.
And another question was like, if you took those scheduling ideas and implemented them in the kernel, you know, what would be the benefit?
The actual benefit is that the kernel is hard to provide the event-driven APIs for application. What it means that the kernel and application communicate in a way of system call interrupt. So application API should be changed to support the event-driven model inside the kernel. But in our approach, application does not need to change their event model. It can support the application that call the connect or listen or anything, and the batching is available inside the kernel, inside the MTGP, but in kernel it is impossible, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In your picture, you have that the application is divided into two, so your applications are aligned to cores. Do you have to rewrite your application so that you have a process running per core?
Our ported application is normally support one process multi-thread models. In that case, we can naturally just changing the API, it will be enough. But in case of single-thread model, in that case, we have to make that one process multi-process multi-thread models. We need that kind of changes.
Let's thank the speaker once more.